The Tragically Hip, of course, playing, what now, I think 15 shows, added 4 yesterday. And if you're going to the Tragically Hip's farewell tour this summer, you're lucky. If you're not lucky and you're still going, well, you just spent a whole whack of cash. Fan club tickets went on sale yesterday morning and they sold out within minutes. But before that sale even opened, tickets were already popping up on resale sites like StubHub for massive markups. In Vancouver, tickets originally for $100 being sold for up to $2,800 US. Alan Cross is a music journalist and broadcaster in Toronto. He wrote a blog yesterday entitled Something Really Stinks About the Presale for the Tragically Hip Tour. He's on the line with us this morning. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning.
What is going on here?
Well, this is something that happens every time we see a concert tour involving a big-name band that has high demand. We saw it earlier across the country when Pearl Jam went on tour. Same sort of thing happened. These ticket-buying bots stepped in. These things can conduct 100 transactions a second. They scoop up all the tickets, and then they talk to people like Tickets Now and StubHub and sell the tickets through them.
Now, this is confusing to me because in the case of the pre-sale, there was a secret code you had to enter that was sent to fan club members only, and then you had to get through a robot detection system to point out pictures, for example, that had boats in the gatekeeping functions. Why do the bots and how do the bots get around those?
That's a really good question. There was somebody I was talking to in Victoria the other day, or yesterday, and she was on her way to checking out, and just before she clicked the buy button, her screen, her computer was redirected to another site, which had the screen filled with Chinese characters. I knew two people who had that happen. So this is a bit of black magic. Nobody really understands it, or nobody's really talking about it.
And I was looking for tickets to the Victoria show yesterday and saw tickets on StubHub before the presale even began. How is that possible?
Okay. StubHub is a reseller for resellers. So what they do is they have accounts with people who have tickets and then sell the tickets on their behalf. StubHub does not own the tickets. They simply are a conduit for people who do have tickets. So what they were selling was a promise. We have ticket people who say they have tickets, and if you want to buy now and just take your chances to what ticket you get, well, go right ahead. So they were selling a promise. They weren't selling the actual ticket.
And yet they're selling promises in specific sections of an arena. How is that possible?
This is not a transparent process. It's extremely opaque, which is why so many people are so angry about this. It seems that the system is rigged against the fan. Buying concert tickets has been a nightmare for fans for a very long time, and it's getting even worse. This is exacerbated by the fact that we have a Canadian band that's been around for 30 years, beloved by millions across the country, and who's going to do one more tour because their frontman is dying of brain cancer. I mean, it doesn't get much more emotional than that. And to have this cold-blooded supply and demand market capitalism take over from fans who want to buy tickets for between $116 and $166 and, create a marketplace where these tickets are going for $2,000, $3,000, $4,000. I saw $6,000 yesterday. That's it's disgusting, it's disappointing, it's disheartening, it's all that stuff, but it is cold-blooded capitalist.
Is it ever? Alan, I have to tell you, I'm a big Tragically Hip fan. I'll do pretty much anything to go to one of these shows. I didn't get tickets on the presale yesterday. What am I to do? I mean, what culpability is there for fans who, because they love a band so much, participate in this black market?
Yeah, I don't know. Again, it's like with Uber, which has their surge pricing. It's like airlines who have they look at the number of seats that they have on a given flight and manage prices accordingly. I don't know what to do. Various levels of government have tried to do something about ticket reselling and scalping, and they've all failed. It is in the best interest of bands to make sure that these tickets get in the hands of their fans. They haven't been able to do something. But if I'm Ticketmaster, or if I'm a promoter, I'm not going to be in a real hurry to solve this problem, because if I can sell it in an arena with 20,000 tickets in 1 minute, well, then my problem is solved.
And if they just boosted the prices to start with, I mean, what if the Tragically Hip said, okay, well, we know this is going to happen, so every ticket, instead of being, you know, $75, every ticket's going to cost you $250.
Yeah, I don't think that will happen because, first of all, you'd be penalizing the fans out of the gate. And secondly, prices would just go up accordingly. For every ticket, there is a buyer. And the amount that buyer is willing to pay depends on how much that buyer wants that ticket. It's a free-for-all market. And, you know, if you look at the way record sales have gone, which is down, the way you know, everybody is making money now is through live sales, or sort of through live appearances, and concert tickets are the new premium currency in the world of music.
Alan, it's quite a conundrum. Thanks very much for joining us this morning. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
Oh, did you get tickets?
I did not. I had a friend who got four, so yeah. I'm going to have to be very nice to her.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who are being very nice to their friends. Alan, thanks very much for joining
us
this morning.